The next patient is Todd Cover. The last name is C-O-V, like in Victor E-R. First name, Todd, T-O-D-D. This is the clinical case of a 44-year-old white male that works for UPS and apparently in the latter part of January of 2023 and the first part of February, the patient was in the hospital after he developed weakness and general malaise and back pain. Went to the hospital and he was found with pre-renal azotemia. The patient, during the hospital stay, had a urinalysis done on the 30th of January that fails to show any activity of the urinary sediment. The only positive finding was 3+ ketones, period. There was elevation of the CPK, but by the time the patient was released from the hospital, the CPK was within normal limits. The patient had a creatinine that was oscillated between 1.2 and 1.3 milligrams per cent, and the estimated EFR was in the upper 60s. There was no evidence of proteinuria, period. The patient is referred to this office to see whether or not he will be able to return to work. Period, I don't have any recent laboratory workup. I don't have any basic evaluation of the kidneys. We are going to order an ultrasound of the retroperitoneal area. A BNP, CBC, protein creatinine urinalysis. Protein creatinine in the urine urinalysis. We are going to request a lipid panel. Number two, the hypertension. The patient says he gets a blood pressure of 120 over 80. The EKG that was done in the hospital failed to show the presence of LVH. During the visit to this office, the blood pressure is 141 over 90. He's taking amlodipine 2.5 milligrams every day. There is no administration of diuretic. The recommendation was to reduce to less than 2,000 milligrams the intake of sodium. Following number hyperlipidemia, we are going to request a lipid profile. Following number, the physical examination was positive for a spasm in the right part of lumbar area and the thoracic and lumbar space. There is evidence of a spasm in the right thoracolumbar area. Period. We took the liberty to prescribe metoclopramide, METHOCARBAMOL, 750 milligrams BOQ 8 hours. As soon as we get the workup, will bring the patient back to the office and give the final release and period.
Okay. Well, I'll let him know, and I'm going to let him know what room number he's in so he will pop in and see him.